Crimes and Mysteries. You can join the experts on the inside. I'm talking Under Investigation with the great Liz Hayes, a gripping landmark investigative series. It's back on tonight on Channel 9 and also 9 Now. And as we know, a focus on mysteries that have fascinated the nations. And viewers will enter the investigators' world. Former top homicide detective Gary Jumberland is part of that. And we've got him on the dog and bone this morning. Very good morning to you, Gary. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you've been a busy man. You're on 60 Minutes. You're on the Today Show this morning, and now you're talking to me.
Oh, I bet I finish with the big one at the end.
You certainly do, mate. Now, look, I mean, obviously, you've been a homicide detective for many, many years, and I'd imagine there'd be a few scars that don't heal along the way, mate. It must be a very, very difficult job to undertake, I would have thought.
I certainly think I've changed from when I started out in the cops and started investigating homicides to where I am now. So you do carry a bit of baggage with you. And I think it's the pain of the victims' families that, you know, I always thought, and I didn't agree with you shouldn't get emotionally involved. I think if you're investigating someone's murder, you had to fully invest, and that is getting yourself involved. But, I learn a lot from the victims as much as it. I carry the pressure of trying to solve crimes. You also get a lot of positives coming back in the way that people deal with grief is always astounds me and inspires me. Excellent.
Very, very difficult job to do. There's no doubt about that. Now, tonight on Under Investigation, re-examining the baffling disappearance and murder of Janine Vaughan in Bathurst. What can you tell us about tonight's episode?
Tonight's episode, to give you a sense of Under Investigation, it's we sit down with a group of people. Liz coordinates it. Liz Hayes coordinates the discussion. It's not dissimilar to what goes on behind closed doors in a strike force briefing, murder investigation.
Right.
Everyone's got an idea or theories, and there's sometimes robust conversations, and you bounce ideas off each other, and you tend to discount or follow a line of inquiry. On tonight's one, Janine's one, that's over 20 years it's been unsolved.
And, wow.
Some information that's released during the show is that the public may or may not be aware of, but looking at it from a homicide detective's point of view, I look at, I think it's linked to a red vehicle, a small red vehicle, because before Janine disappeared in the early hours of the morning, 10 minutes before that, there was an attempted abduction.
Right.
By a man in a red car, and then lo and behold, 10 minutes later, Janine's seen talking to someone in a red car and disappears.
Now, I believe you also uncover a shocking dark side to the quiet New South Wales country town of Bathurst. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, when you look at crime, the nature of Janine's disappearance, it makes you look deeply into the community, and yeah. I don't think that community is any different to a lot of other communities. If you have a look and you know, delve deeply, you'll find other things. So there's been some other incidents that occurred in the town at the time, and it's an interesting town because it's got the university there, and I think people know it nationally as where the Bathurst car races are.
Yes.
So it's an eclectic group of people, and then you've got the country people there. So, but there were some crimes without, you know, disparaging the community. As I said, most communities, if you delve deep enough, you'll find that there have been things that have occurred.
Yeah, all right. We're looking forward to seeing it tonight. Like I say, 9 o'clock on Channel 9, Under Investigation with the lovely Liz Hayes and former top homicide detective Gary Jubelin. Thank you so much for your time this morning, mate. Looking forward to seeing you on the box again tonight.
Okay, cheers. Thanks very much.